The U.S. Senate will soon decide whether to give President Obama 90 days to weaken Syrian President Assad. He's accused of using chemical weapons to kill civilians during his country's two-year-old civil war. There's a spot in Milwaukee where people constantly discuss the crisis, a place called Too Sweet. It's a hookah lounge on the east side. The clientele is diverse, but people with Middle Eastern ties always occupy a few nooks. Some customers came to the U.S. decades ago, others this year. Hookah is what they did in their native countries.
So basically how you do it, you put charcoals on it, and it will burn the tobacco slowly, and you just inhale it.
For me, I come here just to relax. Tough day at work, just smoke a little bit, chill with my friends, and watch sports.
No sports talk tonight, though, not when the U.S. is considering a military strike against Syria. Only one immigrant will identify himself, Abed Atassi. The others fear comments they make could put relatives in danger.
Thank God for the internet and the Viper, and we keep in touch, but God knows if anything happened, how long we're going to have electricity and internet to keep in touch with them inside Syria.
What do you think the United States should do?
As the number one country in the world, as the enforcer, and that's my personal opinion, it's an enforcer of all the peace in the world, something should have happened a long time ago, not for Kuwait, for using of chemical weapon in an expanded way. What I want the United States to do is either knock him out, get him out of the power, because the plan right now is just, we're going to just bomb his chemical weapons, of his firearms, of all his army, make it an even ground kind of situation, and then let them fight it. That's not going to help. Killing's going to get more.
How do you convince Americans to support that?
The number's only 110,000 dead so far. But I know, and you know, and everybody knows, that once all said and done, this number is going to be around 250,000. Because all those people who are missing, we're going to find mass graves. We're going to find a lot of things. I know it's all about national security and the best interests of the United States and the allies and stuff like that. But those are innocent people.
I'm originally from Palestine, raised in Jordan, and I moved here just almost 4 years ago. I always hang out with my friends. Most of them, they are Syrians. And what I see, what I hear, and most of them, they are active on Facebook, and all the pictures they have and the clips. It's, I believe, no human being on earth agree with what's happening. Young kids, 1 month, 2 months, a couple of years old, that were killed. That's why I believe the U.S. should do something just to stop the massacre that's going on. I'm 100% with the strike. Am I with putting troops on the ground? I believe that's not a good choice, because you will be entering into a war that you will not know or expect what is the results, especially you are dealing with crazy people. I kind of think about it because my family, they are in Jordan. It's very close to Syria. And what I heard from the Syrian regime, they were threatening in case of U.S. hit us or launch missiles against us, we're going to hit Jordan.
He's saying that the United States should solve the thing, the whole problem in a peaceful way. Put everybody on the negotiating table, but without starting war. He's saying the situation back home was getting so bad to the point that there's nothing to do, there's no work, there's no money, there's no income. So that's why he decided to go outside Syria and maybe find another income somewhere.
I met all of these guys from this place when I came. I like smoking hookah. Day by day, we got to know each other more, and we became like close friends. We became like family over here. There is a bunch of different nationalities, Syrian, Egyptian, Iraqis, like from all over the Middle East. They all share opinion. Most of them, they don't agree with what's happening in Syria. They want to put an end to that.